for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hanukkah starts for Jews at sundown tonight, that festival commemorating a 2,000-year-old military victory of a small band of Jews, the Maccabees, over a mighty Syrian Greek army. Several women who have accused President Trump of sexual misconduct now calling for a congressional investigation.
Jessica Leeds, Samantha Holvey, and Rachel Crooks accused Trump of either groping, fondling, or forcing a kiss on them. Well, Crooks wants these allegations taken seriously.
If they were willing to investigate Senator Franken, I think it's only fair that they do the same for Trump.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president has addressed these accusations directly and denied all of these allegations.
And she adds that voters were aware of the allegations before electing Trump.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. A former U.S. Army soldier who defected to North Korea in 1965, Charles Jenkins, has died in Japan. He was 77. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump wants the U.S. to go back to the moon and then go to Mars. He signed his first space policy directive at the White House yesterday, saying it's time to start dreaming big again.
The same spirit beckons us to begin new journeys of exploration and discovery, to lift our eyes all the way up to the heavens and once again imagine the possibilities.
That directive he signed instructs NASA to start making plans for a resumption of manned treks to the moon and that new mission to Mars as well. The president may want to go to the moon and onto the planets, but Chicago's Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel says that Chicago is a Trump-free zone.
I think what he's doing is wrong for the direction of the city. It's not how I wanted the election to turn out. And so we've declared Chicago's going to be a Trump-free zone. He really never really likes it when I do that, though.
Emanuel speaking on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and stressing that the Windy City is a welcoming city for immigrants. President Trump has repeatedly blasted Chicago for being a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants. And a national survey shows 90% of Americans believe parents belong with an injured child who's being treated in an emergency room. Pediatric surgeon Donald Plumley of Florida's Orlando Health, who has seen the results, says it's a common misconception that doctors think parents are a distraction, saying parents can provide a lot of important information. And it's also good for them to feel like they're part of the team. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Well, here's what we have for you this hour. First, Skip and I are going to talk about Christmas and traveling at Christmas. Then Jill Tomaresi will discuss a book about her son, who's an Army combat veteran who was illegally jailed in Mexico for almost a year. Then you'll meet Connor, the courageous cutter. He's the feature in a kid's book. Yes, we'll discuss the Army-Navy game, and of course we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Skip, as we're talking about Christmas, I was remembering a true story about Christmas and travel at Christmas. This guy was a weather scientist, and he was a very, very good one and well-known, and his wife was also in that field. She wasn't as prominent as he was, but they traveled a lot. And he had a friend who he'd met at an international conference from the Soviet Union, Rudolf, who was also a weather scientist. And this guy's expertise was on rain. For whatever reason, he could figure out when it was going to rain, when nobody else could. How he felt it, nobody knows. But Rudolf was visiting in the United States. They invited him to stay with him in their home for a conference. And over dinner, they were talking. And the wife said, you know, it's not going to rain for several days now. And Rudolf said, no, it is going to rain tomorrow. Well, Rudolf had never been in that area before. Wife was a weather specialist. And so both of them looked at husband. And husband said, Rudolf is right. And his wife looked at him. And he said, Rudolf the Red knows reindeer.
That's terrible. But I'm laughing anyways.
Well, so with that as a interesting start to travel.
It's got to get better.
By definition, it has to get better. So people are going to be traveling a lot this season, always do, and many people fly. And for those of us who like to be armed, flying while armed is quite a different thing than just being armed in your home or in your local community. Skip. What are some of the tricks of the trade here?
Well, Colonel, a lot of people, probably the vast majority of us, we are intimidated by traveling on an airplane with a firearm.
Yes, I am.
But the thing is, once you've done it, it's not a mystery anymore. It's not intimidating. But that first time is a little bit scary.
It's a little like the first time you kissed a girl when you're in. That was scary until you did it.
Well, I'm not even going to comment on that. My wife might be listening to this. We're not going to go there, Colonel. You know, the thing about traveling with firearms, you have to know what the rules are. Once you know the rules, you realize, man, these rules are fairly easy. All I have to do is go down my little checklist, make sure I say the right thing at the right time and do the right things. And, I'm golden. You know, the scary part is if you don't do it right, boy, you're talking major fines. You're talking chafed wrist because of the handcuffs. And it can be very, very embarrassing. But in general, the rules for traveling with a firearm is it has to be in checked baggage, not your carry-on. Boy, if you try to walk onto the plane with a firearm in your briefcase or your backpack or whatever, yeah, you're going to be stopped right there at the scanner, and you will be hauled away and questioned and arrested for sometimes it'll be a felony violation depending on what state you're in.
So the trick of the trade is know what the rules are, mm-hmm. Make sure you follow them, and they're not complex.
No, they're not. I mean, they had to make it so that us Marines could understand.
Oh, yeah.
So they did that. They used small words. And so basically the trick is you have to have your firearm, and it can be a long gun or it can be a pistol, and it has to be in a locked, hard-sided container, and you have to be the only one with the key or the combination, because no one else can be accessible to it. And you have to declare the firearm at the ticket counter. So you go ahead and you take the gun. Let's say it's a pistol, and you take out the magazine. You know, make sure the chamber is unloaded. Put it in a hard-sided gun safe. And the ammunition can be inside the same case, but it should be in the original manufacturer's case, you know, like a...
Not a magazine.
Not a magazine, correct.
Okay.
That's the safest way to do that. Now, be careful that you don't carry any rounds, empty brass, anything like that, you know, onto the plane with you. Even one round, it's considered an explosive, and you could get in trouble for that. But I believe ammunition, the limit is 7 pounds. I think 7.1 pounds is that's as much ammo as you can, you know, have on your checked baggage.
That makes sense. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing traveling with a firearm if you elect to do so, particularly during this Christmas season. So there are simple rules to follow. There have got to be different rules, though, if you're going to drive. Isn't it different then?
Yeah, if you're going to drive, you're talking about reciprocity rules. And that's big in the news right now because in the U.S. House of Representatives, they are dealing with, and in the Senate, they're dealing with a national reciprocity bill that in the next month could go into law. And what reciprocity means is that one state will recognize another state's concealed carry permits just like they recognize each other's driver's license.
Okay.
So when you're driving and when you're flying, you want to make sure that you can legally carry in the destination state that you're going to. So, for example, just a few months ago, I traveled from Michigan to Oregon. I was able to legally carry the gun from Michigan all the way to the West Coast. But once I got to the West Coast, I had to disarm myself for the duration of my stay because the state of Oregon does not recognize my Michigan permit. So
this reciprocity law were to pass would tell Oregon they have to recognize it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And another law you need to be familiar with is the McClure-Volkmer Gun Owners Protection Act. And what that – I believe that was passed in 1985 or 86. And what that allows is for someone without a concealed pistol license, if you want to travel from one state to another, anytime you cross state lines, you can legally do that for a lawful purpose provided that the gun is unloaded and that it's in a locked case designed for it, and it's separate from the ammunition, and it's in your trunk. Now, if you don't have a trunk, like an SUV or a minivan or something, you have to have it not readily accessible to the occupants of the vehicle. So for your SUV, you'd put it all the way in the back and, you know, maybe put it in the tire compartment if you can. But locked case is key there.
So in your safe, if you are carrying a weapon in that matter, you're probably safe in almost every state, aren't you?
Well,
you need to check.
Legally, yes. Legally, yes. There's also a few things like, for example, New York has the SAFE Act. So if you have a magazine that has a higher capacity than 7 rounds, you could. That's a violation of their SAFE Act. So there's little nuances like that. And I believe there are 11 states where if you're pulled over while you're driving in that state and there's a firearm in the vehicle, say you have your CPL and you get pulled over, you have to immediately disclose to the officer that you are carrying. I mean, Nebraska and Michigan are both states like that.
That makes sense. So the moral of this story is do your homework.
Absolutely. A good place to go is usacarry.com.
Usacarry.com.
That'll do it.
Folks, if you're going to travel, do it. Do it smart. Do it well. Have a great time visiting friends, relatives, locations over these holidays. And go armed if you want to. But take the time to do it right. Is that a good summary?
That's a good summary. Go safe, go armed, go legal, and you won't be disappointed.
Do your homework, and you can do that. Thank you, Skip. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll talk with Jill Tamaresi about her book on her combat veteran son's ordeal in a Mexican jail. Then we'll meet the guys who created the Courageous Cutter, and we'll discuss the Army-Navy game. You have reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Hit the deck right now, troops, and do an easy, slow 35 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you to lean in mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Most home invasions occur when people are at work between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Because of this, we highly recommend the installation of a home security video surveillance system. These systems are easy to install and cost only a few hundred dollars. They allow you to monitor your home while you're at work via your computer or cell phone. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Huntington County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. Years ago, Jill Tamarisi was a regular on this show because her combat veteran son was a prisoner in Mexico. Well, she's written a book about that ordeal, and I've asked her to join us to discuss the book and to get everybody up to date on what's going on, because that was a horrible thing that she and her son and friends and family had to endure. So welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, Jill.
Thank you, Colonel Gillum. Thank you again for having me on. I so appreciate it.
Jill, tell us the story about your son. He was a combat veteran, came back. He needed a little bit of treatment from the VA, and he was going to get it. That's how it all started, right?
Correct. He, United States Marine Corps veteran, served two tours of duty in Afghanistan. He was active duty from 2008 to 2012. And when he got out of active duty, he, you know, trying to readapt into civilian life, had some difficulties. And in 2013, headed out to California, the San Diego La Jolla Veterans Administration there, to get help with his post-traumatic stress disorder. He was definitely having symptoms throughout 2013, so he did the appropriate thing. He sought treatment, and lo and behold, one night at 10:30 at night, he literally made one wrong turn, and with all of his possessions in his truck, because he had not yet found permanent housing there in San Diego, including his U.S. legally purchased firearms, he made a wrong turn and was corralled into Mexico, onto Mexico land, unknowingly and without his interest. And so he, of course, immediately let them know, as he would be honest with any authority, he let them know that he made a wrong turn. He was hopeful that they'd help him get back, you know, turned around into America, and that he's got everything in his truck, including his guns. And with that, they arrested him, and he spent a torturous 214 days in three different Mexican jails until he was finally released.
And it was amazing to me how little support he got from our government.
Well, it was definitely the grassroots effort that stirred up the, you know, the interest and the support in trying to help secure Andrew's release. So part of the reason why I wrote the book was to credit as many wonderful people and channels that made it possible, like yourself, Colonel Gillum, having me on your radio show as often as you did, so I could let the American people know about Our Marine, because back then the tag Our Marine kind of caught on. And so, like I said, big and large, small and supposedly insignificant, everybody fought to try to get Our Marine back from Mexico, and thank the Lord Almighty, we were victorious.
Well, it did ultimately work. And what I would like you to do, and I think you sounds like you're ready to, is talk to us about that journey, the journey that you had to go through to get your son released.
Right. Thank you. So in my book, I document it very extensively. There were so many moving parts. I mean, literally so much was happening, and I was running a mile a minute, and I was having trouble keeping up with it. So part of the purpose for the book was to account to everyone and every channel that helped Andrew. So I go through the process, from the beginning, that dreaded, that infamous phone call at the border on March 31st, right before midnight, when Andrew said, "Mom, you know, I'm at the border. I'm in Mexico. I'm surrounded by military. Please, you know, I need to let you know in case anything happens to me." And then the very next morning, April 1st, was that second dreaded call, "Mom, get me an attorney. I've been arrested. I'm in a Mexican jail."
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the ordeal in a Mexican jail that her son had to endure. We're talking with Jill Tamarisi. So, Jill, you're in the process of giving credit where credit's due, and wow, do I like that. Please continue.
Thank you so much. So throughout the book, of course, I speak about the May 1st media, the first story that was written about Andrew, and it took my husband and I a prayerful 30 days to even decide whether or not to let the media know about Andrew's plight and his incarceration. However, it was a friend, the Hammer, John and Olivia Hammer. I don't know if the listening audience remembers, just a few years prior to Andrew's arrest in Mexico, John Hammer had been arrested for taking in an antique shotgun at the border. And he, too, had served a torturous ordeal in a Mexican prison. So it was Olivia Hammer, May 1st, who said, "Jill, you've got to go to the media. Andrew's going to die in that Mexican prison if you don't go to the media." So there's a recollection in the book of the first article that was written, and it was written by the McClatchy Papers, and it said something like, I don't have it in front of me, but green, shackled in a Mexican jail. Well, that's when the firestorm of media interest took hold. And then for the next 5 months, for the most part, I was on radio or television somehow, some way, almost every day, just continuing to let all of America know that there's a Marine who's under contract in the Mexican jail, and he had no intentions of entering Mexico with his firearm. And please, of course, help us get him out. So the media played a large role in helping him get out. And I'm not sure if you remember Colonel Gillum or if you've been watching On the Record, which was the Greta Van Susteren show back then in 2014 on the Fox channel. But she literally spoke about Andrew's fight for freedom every single day from sometime in May all the way until the day he was released on October 31st. So I talked about Greta Van Susteren. I talk about the other great media outlets that helped try to keep the story front and center so that we wouldn't forget, because definitely the proceedings, the Mexican legal proceedings, were stalled. They were stalled almost the whole entire time. And so that brought us a great deal of fear, because how else were we going to get them out if the legal case there was stalled? And then there's also the recognition of the State Department. I would not acknowledge that there was energy or a lot happening at the highest levels, such as the Department of State then Secretary John Kerry, and of course President Obama was silent on the issue the whole entire time. But the consular services in Tijuana, Mexico, were extremely attentive. And to this day, Andrew and I are still so appreciative for the daily support that the consular services provided in Tijuana.
That's awesome. Jill, we're going to give away a copy of your book at the end of this show. So, troops, if you want to stay attuned to the end of the show, we'll tell you how to get it. Jill, I think the listeners are going to want to get a copy of your book. How can they get one if they don't win one on this show?
Thank you so much, Colonel, for letting the audience know. I'm self-published, so just as I was pretty much a mom on a mission back then, this book that I wrote was my mission to, again, account for everything that was happening. So how you can purchase it is on my webpage, jilltamarisi.org, and you'll get my website. And right there, there's a buy button and, of course, the picture of the book with the caption on the back.
Jill, one more time, tell us the name of the book.
When Light Prevails, a Memoir of Freedom Restored, available on my website, jilltamarisi.org.
Jill, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your son's service to our nation, and thank you for the fight that you led. And folks, if you didn't get Jill's website, contact me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. I'll get it to you. Thank you, Jill, for joining us today.
Great. Thank you, Colonel.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom is time to meet Coast Guardsman Scott Bride, the creator of a wonderful children's book, Connor the Courageous Cutter. Then we're going to discuss the Army-Navy game. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 25 pull-ups, all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, really slow, then take a break and do 20 more, then stand at ease, but stay in the air. As we enter the holiday season and prepare to spend time with family and friends, we at Spartan Nash wish you all the best.
We know that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during the holidays. Through our MDV Military Division, Spartan Nash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world. It's our privilege to deliver a slice of home to our heroes.
Wherever you spend the holidays this year, we at Spartan Nash MDV thank you for your service and send you our best wishes.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Going to end them fast. Congress must the lottery system and chain migration. We're going to end them fast. Congress must get involved immediately, and they are involved immediately, and I can tell you we have tremendous support.
President Trump calling for a change to immigration policy after the New York City terror attack yesterday.
Reports say a Bangladesh man who detonated a pipe bomb in a subway passageway at a Port Authority bus terminal was in the United States because of chain migration. That is a policy that allows immigrants already living in the country to sponsor family members to come to the United States. President Trump earlier today on Twitter said Senator Kirsten Gillibrand would come to his office begging for campaign contributions not too long ago and would do anything for them, the president putting the phrase "would do anything" in parentheses. Senator Gillibrand responded to the tweet.
Part of the president's effort at name calling.
This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of amazing, vibrant, healthy hair all year long with the impressive Ovation Hair Holiday Gift Set. You get 7 best-selling Ovation Hair products in 1 gorgeous gift box ready to put under the tree. And every gift box includes the proven Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, guaranteed to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, healthier-looking hair. It's the perfect gift, and what a great price. The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at nearly 60% off retail. But this week only, buy as many gift sets as you like and get free shipping on your entire order. At this price, buy one for all your family and friends and stock up for yourself, too. Hurry, the gift sets sell out every year. Go now to OvationHair.com. Order your gift sets today and get free shipping now through Friday. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout and get an additional introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And a Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Before we discuss the Army-Navy game, I want you to meet a couple of strange guys. They're both veterans. Scott McBride graduated from an academy that my alma mater is going to be playing against this weekend. He and Scott are both veterans. Welcome aboard, guys. Okay. Scott, glad you're here.
Thanks, Denny. Thanks for having us.
And Rod, glad to have you aboard, dude.
Oh, thanks, Denny. Glad to be here.
Okay, where'd the idea of this book come from? Two veterans got together on a child's Coast Guard cutter? Where'd that happen?
great question. So I was actually attending graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill, and one day I was talking to my professor about my thesis, and out of the blue he asked, "Have you ever thought about writing children's books?" And I was a little surprised that he asked that question. And I asked him, "No, I never actually thought about it. What made you think about that?" And he said, "You know, you can teach important moral lessons through children's stories." And that really struck a nerve with me. So as a joke, I said, "You know, I'm in the Coast Guard. My son's named Connor, so I'm going to call it Connor the Cutter." Fast forward 3 years, and we moved back to Suffolk, Virginia. And we were attending church, and I saw Rob doing puppet ministries. And I was like, I feel like this guy is the guy that can help me with this. I don't know what it is. Something inside was telling me that he was the one. And I walked up to him after church one day and I said, "Hey, man, I got this idea for a children's book called Connor the Cutter." And I'll pass it to Rod.
Yeah, and at that point, I kind of in the back of my mind was saying, well, I don't write children's books. I had done some writing in the past. I'm a film major. But whenever he said the name of the character, Connor the Cutter, I said, well, hey, I have a son named Connor. And Scott also has a son named Connor. So immediately, right then, I had this connection. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. I love being a dad, first and foremost. It's one of the greatest honors of my life is to be a dad. So if I could, for me, in writing these books, if I could sit down with Scott and come up with some really great narratives and share some of the lessons I teach my own kids to kids around the world, I was on board 100%. I thought it was the greatest idea ever.
Okay. And out of that, is this the first of a series of books or Connor the Cutter, Courageous Cutter?
Correct. So it's called The Adventures of Connor the Courageous Cutter, and we hope that it wouldn't die on the first adventure. Unfortunately, it has not. But yeah, we launched the first book in December of 2015 named Saving Sarah. And Rod and I really didn't know what to expect. We were just, you know, we felt proud that we were able to publish a book, one, And we're like, if we sell one book, that's awesome. And in the process, we've been able to create a second book. We published that in 2016, Rod?
Yeah, then, on Veterans Day of 2016, we came out with book two, Caution at Calamity Canal. And we're very happy to say that this has been a really great year. We just signed the contracts for book three, which will be released sometime in March of next year. And we also were picked up for an animated television series as well.
This is just plain awesome. Give me an example of the kind of values or things that your books encourage in kids.
Well, I think we aim a little bit. We aim for life lessons, things that kids are going to experience along the way. We know there's plenty of books out there, as we've read them. There's plenty of books out there about manners and being good citizens. But we wanted to reach out to kids about failure, temptation, taking shortcuts, and how that normally doesn't pay off. Book three deals heavily with diversity, acceptance. For us, all of our books resonate at a deeper level than just, like I said, saying yes, ma'am, no, sir, and please and thank you.
Okay. I think one of the cool pieces, C.S. Lewis said that if you write a children's book that's only meant for children, it's not worth anything. And what's amazing is the adults that these stories have touched. It's remarkable hearing their stories of how a little children's book about a cutter has impacted them.
That's awesome. And as a dad, I appreciate that. Guys, we're about out of time. How can listeners plug in, get a copy, find out some more? How can they do that?
Well, definitely follow us on The Adventures of Connor the Courageous Cutter on Facebook. We also have an Instagram at Connor the Cutter. And then you can also go to our website, ConnorTheCutter.com. Books are sold on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ConnorTheCutter.com. So we're pretty much everywhere.
That's awesome. Guys, thank you for joining us today. Scott, thanks for being aboard, dude.
Thank you. And I have to say, beat Army.
And you'll be sorry you said that, but I'll forgive you for the moment. Rod, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, Vinny, thank you so much for having us. And again, beat Army.
And gentlemen, thank you for your service to our country, and beat the heck out of Navy.
Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
Well, this is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. So much for the Navy guys who don't love Army, and you all know that I love Army. So we're going to speculate about this weekend's Army-Navy game, and of course, Quentin Roberts is joining us to provide a little insight. We really are winging it right now, but hey, that's what it's like in sports or weather forecasting anyway, isn't it? Isn't it, Quentin?
That's right, Danny. It's not always ideal conditions. You have to play with the hand that you dealt.
That's true. And even good guys have bad days, and not so good guys have great days, and sometimes the wind blows in a different direction, and it's sort of like real world.
That's exactly what it is, Danny. But it's no more real than it will be on Saturday at 3 p.m. when the Black Knights kick off against the Navy midshipmen. Are you excited, Danny?
Oh, my goodness. My wife and son and I and some friends are going to be there. We are hyped up. We were there last year and loved every minute of it, and Army won. So we're counting on that again because we're going to be there again. But to say that we're hyped up is like – yeah, if you can't tell, then,
see, you can read the statement of the day. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go back to a little trivia first. The first year that Army and Navy actually played, that year was 1890. These teams have been playing for over 100 years now. And they haven't played every year since then. There were some years where there were breaks. But up until around 2000, the lead in terms of games, Army led the series 48-46 with 7 ties. Beginning in 2002, as we know, Navy went on a 14-year run, and so they stretched out the series lead to 60-49. And then last year, Army, of course, broke through in Baltimore, Maryland, with a 21-17 victory over Navy. And the series record is now Navy has won 60, Army has won 50, and there have been 7 ties. I think especially of note in this game is that both have beaten Air Force, meaning that this game is for the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. The Commander-in-Chief's Trophy is awarded annually to the team that wins the round-robin series, and so the winner of this game will win, and it's a gorgeous trophy. It's resided in its home of Colorado Springs for the past year. But it will be brought out, and Air Force is going to loan it out to Army or Navy, whoever prevails this year.
That's very generous of you guys.
Thought you'd like that, Denny. Navy is actually favored by 3 in this game, although Army has the better record at 8-3. Navy is at 6-5. Navy comes in on a 2-game losing streak, having lost to most recently to Houston. But then Army's most recent game, they lost to North Texas, 52-49. They've had an extra week to prepare, and you better believe that every waking moment, Army has been thinking of nothing but Navy. The last thing I want to point out is you may not recognize the two teams initially. Navy will be wearing uniforms that are inspired by the Blue Angels. They're getting out some new unis, and Army, not to be outdone, is bringing out some World War II inspired uniforms. I mean, in both of these, both teams will actually look amazing. So that's a tale of the tape as we go forward to the Army Navy game.
Well, it is going to be a great game. And as we pointed out many, many different times, it's one of the few times service academies when they play each other when everybody on the field is willing to die for everybody watching them.
That's very true, Danny. Very well said.
Because we are brothers and sisters, and we have committed our lives to defend the freedoms that make this country what it is. So while I am absolutely insisting that Army win, and I'll be there cheering it on, my crystal ball ain't working any better than anybody else's. And as you pointed out, Quentin, Army's got a better record this season, but Navy played tougher teams. So stay tuned.
That's right, Denny, and I will go back to my prediction early in the season. I predicted for Army that Army would win the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. So with that, I will leave with a go Army, beat Navy.
Quentin, I love you, brother. I love you. Thank you for your insights, bro. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Denny.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 50 pounds should do it. And do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Danny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Shirley from Georgia wrote that she really appreciated your interview with a guy who runs the Marines Toys for Tots. She's gotten active with them and really loves it.
Shirley, I'm delighted that you're involved in helping such a worthy program. Toys for Tots does rock. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about my time at West Point and the Army-Navy game, which is this weekend. You may not know that Navy's mascot is a goat. Well, this is a story from one of my classmates, not me, one of my classmates, and here's his story. This weekend marks the 57th anniversary of this exciting week. I have relished memories of the rallies, the celebrity guest speakers, and the banners and the pranks. During my senior year at West Point, my company tactical officer was a Navy lieutenant commander. One night, a couple of guys took a goat and put it in the tax office in North Area. They fed the hungry goat a case of chocolate Ex-Lax, totally and cheerfully disregarding the warning about not exceeding the daily dose. The next morning, the commander opened his office and could not believe his eyes. Standing on his desk was an overwrought goat bawling. The goat frantically shook his head and balefully looked around the room with bulging, bloodshot eyes. He had snit, I think, running out of his nose, and his tongue lolled along the side of his mouth. He was all hunched up as he tried to wring himself inside out to get rid of his bedtime snack. The stuff did work as advertised, and the desk and most flat spaces were covered with recycled Ex-Lax. Don't know whatever happened to the goat. The culprits were never caught, and unfortunately, Navy won that year, unlike this year when Navy's going to lose.
Well, Colonel, that story just reminds me of a lot of the stories you have in your book, The Smiling Ranger, because you were a bit of a rapscallion in your West Point days.
I resemble that remark. Okay, Skip. It's military history time. Lead out, dude.
On 11 December 1777, General George Washington began marching 12,000 soldiers of his Continental Army from White Marsh to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania for the winter. As Washington's men began crossing the Schuylkill River, they were surprised by several thousand British troops led by General Charles Cornwallis. Cornwallis came across the Continental forces by chance as he followed General William Howe's orders to forage for supplies in the hills outside Philadelphia. Upon spotting General Cornwallis and the British troops, General Washington ordered his soldiers to retreat across the Schuylkill River, where they destroyed the bridge to prevent the British from pursuing them. After engaging the British for a short time from the opposite side of the river, Washington and the Continental Army retreated back to White Marsh, delaying their march to Valley Forge for several days. The Continental Army finally arrived safely at Valley Forge on December 19th, where they would face a winter of starvation, disease, and death. While they suffered, the Prussian military advisor Friedrich Wilhelm Steuben, also known as Baron von Steuben, drilled the miserable men in proper military discipline. Von Steuben joined the French-born Marquis de Lafayette and Baron Johann de Kalb, as well as Thaddeus Kosciuszko and Count Casimir Pulaski from Poland in the effort to turn the ragtag rebels into a well-trained regiment. Come spring, Washington would have a professional army with which to fight the British.
And it worked. It really did. That's one of the reasons we won. On 11 December 1941, Adolf Hitler declared war on the United States, bringing America, which had been neutral, into the European conflict. The bombing of Pearl Harbor surprised even Germany. Although Hitler had made an oral agreement with his Axis partner, Japan, that Germany would join a war against the U.S., he was uncertain as to how the war would be engaged. Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor answered the question. On 8 December, Japanese Ambassador Oshima went to German Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop to nail down the Germans on a formal declaration of war against America. Von Ribbentrop stalled for time. He knew that Germany was under no obligation to do this under the terms of the Tripartite Pact, which promised to help if Japan was attacked, but not if Japan was the aggressor. Von Ribbentrop feared that the addition of another antagonist, the U.S., would overwhelm the German war effort. But Hitler thought otherwise. He was convinced that the U.S. would soon beat him to the punch and declare war on Germany. The U.S. Navy was already attacking German U-boats, and Hitler despised Roosevelt for his repeated verbal attacks against his Nazi ideology. He also believed that Japan was much stronger than it really was, and that once it had defeated the U.S., it would turn and help Germany defeat Russia. So, on 11 December, the German Chargé d'Affaires in Washington handed American Secretary of State Cordell Hull a copy of the Declaration of War. The very same day, Hitler addressed the Reichstag to defend the declaration. The failure of the New Deal, argued Hitler, was the real cause of war, as President Roosevelt, supported by his plutocrats and Jews, attempted to cover up for the collapse of his economic agenda. Quote, first he incites war, then he falsifies the causes, then odiously wraps himself in a cloak of Christian hypocrisy, and slowly but surely leads mankind to war, declared Hitler, and the Reichstag leaped to their feet in thunderous applause. Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, police said a Washington State homeowner with a concealed carry permit followed the best practices to the letter after he stumbled on a criminal who was on the lam. The armed citizen, who told police he has been actively training for defensive use of a handgun for more than a decade, said his lessons paid off in terms of having the restraint not to fire. The fleeing suspect, with four outstanding warrants against him, was armed with a baton-like object when the resident saw him several feet from his child's bedroom. The law-abiding gun owner drew his handgun from the holster, assumed a solid stance, and held the suspect at gunpoint until police arrived.
Thanks, Colonel. There are a lot of unknowns in this story, so I have to be careful how I respond. First off, the suspect was standing several feet from his child's bedroom. Now, if the child was in the room at the time, that solicits a certain response on my part. With my child, whom I love dearly, just a few feet away from a home invader with a weapon, I am much less likely to restrain myself and more apt to shoot the man and end the threat. My biggest concern at that point is for my child. I don't want them to be hurt by the criminal, but I also don't want them to be struck by a missed shot or a pass-through shot. So, for a loving father who fears for the life of his child, restraint for me at this point is not even on my radar screen. All I'm thinking about is this. There's a home invader between me and my child, and I have to take out the threat. I may position myself so errant bullets miss the child's room, or I may kneel down before shooting so the bullets fly over the child instead of through him, but that's the extent of my restraint. Now, if my child is not in the bedroom, then that changes things a bit. At that point, I'm concerned only about my own life. If I have adequate cover and distance and believe I can successfully hold that criminal at bay without great danger to myself, then I might be inclined to do so. But, and this is a big qualifier, I'd have to make that decision on the spot, having all the information available that this homeowner had at his discretion. However, when someone is in my home with a deadly weapon, my general rule is this. Don't take any chances. At that point in time, you are legally justified in using deadly force, and the home invader can attack and disarm you in a matter of seconds. Colonel, with the information we have about this event, I would not have held the man at bay. I would have used my gun to put bullets on center of exposed mass until the threat was stopped. But this particular homeowner took a chance, and it paid off for him.
I agree with you totally. I don't think I would have hesitated at all were my child there.
You just call in that airstrike right away.
Amen. Our book giveaway this week is Jim Tomaresi's book, When Lights Prevail, A Memoir of Freedom Restored. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put When Light Prevails in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss the VA with Concerned Veterans for America. We'll also talk with David Villarreal about Canine Champs for Vets, and we'll talk about Tony Pichetti's book, The Marine Corps Way of War. Of course, we'll review this weekend's Army-Navy football game.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Front Lines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
Franklin. He's thriving. I found his raw meat diet and Dynavite and Lico Chops on Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311. 210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel. According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our Travel Rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for Dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Going to end them fast. Congress must, the lottery system and chain migration. We're going to end them fast. Congress must get involved immediately, and they are involved immediately, and I can tell you we have tremendous support.
President Trump calling for a change to immigration policy after the New York City terror attack yesterday. Reports say a Bangladesh man who detonated a pipe bomb in a subway passageway at a Port Authority bus terminal was in the United States because of chain migration. That is a policy that allows immigrants already living in the country to sponsor family members to come to the United States. President Trump earlier today on Twitter said Senator Kirsten Gillibrand would come to his office begging for campaign contributions not too long ago and would do anything for them, the president putting the phrase "would do anything" in parentheses. Senator Gillibrand responded to the tweet.
Part of the president's effort at name-calling.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactiv, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactiv really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactiv, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore knows some of his supporters are going to the polls today. They may be a little conflicted with some of these sexual misconduct allegations being leveled against him. The Republican told a local radio station he understands the dilemma that many voters face.
I know I've done nothing wrong, and I know that I don't want people to vote against their conscience. I think it's wrong. And, if I believe somebody did something that was immoral, I wouldn't vote for them. But, I can't help what they believe.
In the very divisive left versus right mentality, and even something we see a lot of times on Capitol Hill,